The site of the Bloomfield ShoreSave IGA, the only full-service grocer in their neighborhood, could soon be home to another luxury apartment complex. But residents and analysts aren't sure who will fill this proposed complex, since luxury apartment buildings average 30% vacancy in Pittsburgh. 90.5 WESA's Avery Keatley reports.
In late 2017, Millhouse Development announced it wanted to buy the property on Liberty Avenue and build a high-end apartment complex. But that plan has many residents worried about what a luxury apartment building could do to their own rents.
There are a lot of people who can no longer afford the rents, and most of them are not able to find other apartments they can't afford in Bloomfield right now.
That's Christina Howell with the Bloomfield Development Corporation. She helped organize a community meeting in January where Millhouse unveiled its proposal to the public.
But I also have a major concern with the cost of the units that you're building.
The meeting hall was packed and people were emotional. The crowd even cheered as Millhouse developer Thomas Bose fielded question after question about not just the demolition of the grocery store, but the rising cost of rent.
So my first question is, what are the prices going to be and how do you expect to fill this property?
So the rents here at 4401 Liberty Avenue, we're planning to start at $1,000 and go up to $2,500. But we understand that this is an issue that's not just with Bloomfield, but Pittsburgh in general.
Bose declined an interview for this story, and that night he didn't address how the company expects to fill the new complex. Over the last year and a half, 16 multifamily apartment buildings opened across Pittsburgh. According to a report from CoStar Analytics, at the beginning of this year, these buildings had a 40% vacancy rate. Now that's down to 30%, according to Shayna Callahan, CoStar's Pittsburgh market analyst.
It's a possibility that there's overbuilding. There's also a lot of old, aged multifamily properties, as well as old office properties that are being renovated and converted into multifamily. So that's adding to the supply. Demand kind of needs time to catch up.
By comparison, older apartment buildings average just 4% vacancy, according to the report. But that hasn't stopped developers from buying up sites and breaking ground. An estimated 2,500 units are currently under construction across the city. And that has some residents fearing the era of affordable rents is coming to a close. Callahan studies housing markets across the region. She says Pittsburghers should be worried.
If investors and landlords are seeing that there are people driven to this new property, I'm sure they will raise rents. I've seen it happen in other metros in Pittsburgh and in some of the other areas I cover.
Miles Dinnan rented and worked in and around Bloomfield for about a decade in the early 2000s. Dinnan doesn't own a car and says walking to food, entertainment, and friends was one of the main draws of the neighborhood. Back then, living there wasn't so expensive.
I rented a few places there, and none of them were over $500 a month. And sometimes that included utilities.
In 2011, Dinnan looked to buy a house in Bloomfield, but couldn't afford one. Instead, they purchased a home in Millvale. Christina Howell of the Bloomfield Development Corporation says she wonders, with continued construction of new luxury apartments, if stories like Dinnan's could become more common.
With all of these apartment buildings coming online at about the same time in the East End, and it seems that their vacancy rates are fairly high right now. What does that mean for the ones that are being proposed in neighborhoods like ours?
8 months after that community meeting, Bloomfield residents are still waiting for an answer. I'm Avery Keatley, 90.5 WESA News.